Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We got Jess Glynn in the Canal Side Lounge. She came in a couple days ago. We'll play you the interview and her songs. If you don't recognize her name, I know you recognize her music.
She's great. You'll go out and buy this. Yeah. I guarantee you.
The Brits are taking over. And we got your back if you haven't gotten your Valentine's Day present for your sweetie. Craigslist Valentine's Day coming up.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And we're getting text messages from you, Kid Nation. We were talking about the Yeti Cup. We talk about it every time we do First World Problems. Because for some reason, Yeti, the ice don't be melting.
Yeah, that's why. The Yeti, man. Yeti is the joint.
And we were wondering why they're so expensive. And this answers our question. If you're wondering why the Yeti is so expensive, here's your answer. My friend's truck went up in flames. And there's still ice in his Yeti cup.
Oh, my God.
And there are pictures.
Sitting in the cup holder inside the truck. The truck is on fire, but the ice is still there.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Yeti 110, ice down with some silver
bullets. I just don't need anything to stay cold that incredibly long. Well, I just don't. I mean, I understand
if you're going camping,
people have a need. If you're going camping and things like that. Me, personally, I don't need to invest in something like that.
Or even tailgating. Like, if you're going to tailgate.
You don't do anything outside that long that you need to keep stuff that cold.
Yeah, tailgating.
Tailgating, if you're going to go to a game.
When was the last time you tailgated? Be honest.
Probably last time I went to, 4 years ago.
You don't need one either.
I tell you what,
people are buying them, Kevin.
They're buying them, but it's just like, it's so much money.
But if you want it, you want it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the big green egg, okay? That's a barbecue pit, grill, whatever.
Right.
And it's way more expensive than anything else out there on the market.
Right.
But people are still buying them.
Yeah.
I have not bought one.
No.
Just letting everybody know.
I'm not a big
grill. I haven't bought a grill for my home because I'm waiting for the man who ends up with me to pick out the
grill.
You
know, that's the thing. My friends are telling me now that I have a pool to entertain outside, I have to get a grill. But I don't want to be the girl with the, what am I going to be doing, grilling, drinking a beer by myself?
Yeah. You could get a $100 grill.
Men are supposed to grill.
Get your good grill.
I don't want to grill by myself.
You don't have to grill by yourself, but if a guy says, hey, let's grill at your house, the guy didn't have
you
a truck.
Have it.
He doesn't have a truck to bring his own grill over there, then...
Maybe that can be our housewarming present to you, Jenna.
That's really expensive.
No,
you can get a good grill at the Home Depot for like $200.
Yeah.
And Jenna, you might have a man soon because we're getting text messages.
Oh, my God.
Like, please tell Jenna, thanks for yesterday. And also, I'll marry Jenna based on what happened yesterday.
Also...
Just wondering if Jenna's new tactics on getting a man is flashing everyone on Kid TV.
Yeah, that's my tactic.
Tactic.
So, what happened yesterday, we didn't even notice.
I did not notice.
I didn't until somebody pulled it to my attention.
Until after the show, our producer came in there and was cracking up. He couldn't even, I was like, spit it out. And he was like, you want to come see something?
You got to go to the man room real quick. So we go to the man room. And Ryan, who runs Kid TV. By the way, everybody's asking about Kid TV. We're on live stream now.
Okay.
So
what does that mean?
We used to be on Ustream.
Oh. We're on live stream now.
Live stream.
Because now we're HD.
So now you can just go to Kid TV.
KidTV.com. You still get it, but it's live stream now. So just in case you were wondering.
Oh, my gosh.
So we go back there, and Ryan pulls up this clip. And it was when we were talking about the high-waisted wedgie jeans that Levi's is coming out with.
Yeah, they look cool.
And Jenna was wearing some high-waisted jeans, and she wanted to show us, so she lifted her sweater up.
No, I was just trying to show how high my...
But you did lift the sweater up.
You had to lift your sweater up to show how high it was.
All I saw was a little stomachage.
Yeah, all I saw was Jean.
I didn't know that there was
I didn't know my sweater was folded.
I do not recall seeing 40% of Jenna's boob.
I just showed my boobie.
We did the math.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. I didn't know.
And
we were
a little gift for everyone who makes the switch to live stream.
Yeah,
you can see the frozen picture.
We have a little Big Al face covering what cannot be shown.
Let me just say, in any other office environment, this would be
so inappropriate
for Nate. But this is a radio station.
Don't flash your boobies.
It was an accident.
I know.
She was raising up her shirt to show her high-waisted jeans, and just so happened she had a little boobage, and Jenna never was a bra. So,
man, I would be honored if that happened to me and my boobs look that good.
Oh my God.
It's a good underboob,
Jenna. I would not have the same delight at my,
this is the thing,
my
I
image
don't,
being rebroadcast.
I don't wear a bra in the morning ever into work because I roll out of bed and I throw on a sweater. You know, I'm not wearing like a white t-shirt to work with no bra, but I throw a sweater on and then as I get dressed to film our TV show, that's when I change and put a bra on and I'm really sorry. I'm just surprised you guys didn't notice at the time.
I didn't know. Did you notice?
I didn't notice.
No.
That's good.
Did you notice, Jenna? Did you know you had?
I knew that I had stomach skin
you don't
out
feel the
I
drift?
Was trying to show, but I didn't know that my hand had like unintentionally folded up part of my sweater on that side.
People are calling you Jenna Jackson. In lieu of what happened
it
at the Super Bowl
It was not intentional. Yeah, I didn't know Kid Nation was going to post the Instagram video of the whole thing. And then last night I'm laying in bed and I'm like, okay.
It's amazing what they'll do with $100.
Do we have it up? Are we going to have it up at KidNation.com? Because it's going to crash the website.
No.
All right, we're going to have it up at KidNation.com. And Ryan also got reaction from when he showed us.
Mm-hmm.
He got it on a GoPro. I don't remember what my reaction was.
Just
like.
Wait until the Super Bowl halftime comes on at Big Al's McKinney Avenue. I'll be right there on the big screen.
Everybody's going to
be like, where's Coldplay? Where's Beyonce? No, we get Jenna's boob right there.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's the most.
Replace my face on the logo. Which is...
As comfortable as I am with, like, nudity in general, that's not something publicly that I really ever intend to do. That's definitely the most exposed I've ever been.
Now that Kid TV's in HD, the hashtag HD for double D is trending.
I'm actually a C, a full C.
A capital C.
Capital C.
Uppercase.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, congratulations, Jenna.
Yep.
You're going to break
on
the
what?
Internet today.
So whose Super Bowl party are you going to now?
We'll have it up at KidNation.com as long as the website does not crash. All those text messages were from dudes, by the way. They noticed. Jess Glynn. Made her way from England to the Canal Side Lounge.
Across the pond.
To do an interview with us and perform a couple songs. You'll hear that interview and the song next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're over here in the Canal Side Lounge with somebody who came over across the pond.
Still trying.
Where?
I'm still trying. Across the pond.
Oh, okay.
Right. Is my British accent horrible, Jess Glynn?
You don't need to ask a British person to get
lost. He wants so badly to have a convincing British accent, and it still isn't working.
All right.
I found out through Ancestry.com that I'm 38% British.
38?
But I don't have the accent.
All right. But that's only because you live in America.
Right. So that and Mexico didn't, living in Mexico didn't help
He's
either.
Mexican, looks Asian, wants to be British.
Wow. Looks Asian. You got it all.
Yeah, he's messed up. He's messed up in Tiger Woods.
Well, let's talk about Jess.
Enough about
I'm
you.
I'm like Asian, black, and white as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're for real Asian.
what part's black?
I think
that's
she's
the part
kidding.
I was born with.
Honestly, when I first heard you on the radio, I thought you were going to be a black person because your voice is so rich and soulful.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you're welcome.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I do get that.
Yeah. But then you turn out to be a ginger.
I did
like
turn
me.
Out to be a ginger. Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
How does it feel ginger. To have your own emoji? I read that you just got your own emoji.
Oh, basically what happened was, do you know the Brit Awards?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they have created emojis for people who have been nominated. And so that's why.
Huh. So if we type in your name on Twitter, your emoji will automatically pop up? Is that
how
that works?
Yeah, if you do hashtag Jess Glynn Brit, I think. Oh, yeah, I have to let you know. I'm not sure. Can I let you know?
That up.
Yeah. I just think that's pretty cool. Do you use emojis regularly or never?
Regularly, yeah.
What's your favorite besides your own?
Don't know.
I
quite like the monkey face.
You like the monkey face one? I like the one with the eyes like squinched because they're laughing.
I also like the one that goes like this. His eyes are just up.
Do you judge guys that use emojis? Because I think that's kind of a girl thing, don't you?
Oh, I don't judge anyone.
I think emojis are fine for dudes. We're to that point.
I think
especially from a guy to a guy, then you definitely can't
I think there's an age limit for men to use emojis.
I send emojis limit. To my friends all the time.
Oh, my dad always uses them.
Your dad does?
See? Her dad.
He's like, he'll say a sentence with emojis instead of writing it.
Yeah, but yeah,
I don't even get it.
How's he so savvy?
Those British
He's just a loony.
Well, it was interesting when I was reading about you signing your record deal a few years back. You said it was the happiest day and the saddest day of your life.
Yeah. It's a weird one, that. That doesn't really make sense. It wasn't like the saddest day of my life. It wasn't the happiest day of my life. It was just a great day, and I was also quite sad at the same time.
Why?
Just because I was going through a pretty rubbish heartbreak and I was feeling pretty heartbroken, but I was also signing my record deal, which was like a dream coming true. So it was quite conflicting emotions, that's all.
Did the heartbreak help you write, though?
Yeah, I guess so, in a way. Chose me to look at everything in a positive light rather than a negative light.
Is that what made you cry when you laugh?
Yeah, is that what you...
Oh, no, I just have that. I think I just have that.
Another great emoji, by the way.
I cry when I laugh all the time.
That's just when you get the waterworks going when you're laughing, right?
Yeah, but not like a normal person.
What do you mean?
Isn't it, though? It's like an instant... In it, like, if I laugh, you know, a lot of people, they'll laugh a lot.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, and then they'll slowly start getting watery eyes.
Yeah.
I'm like an immediate, like, streamer. However you want to take that, that's exactly what I mean.
Yeah. Do you cry like that when you're sad?
Yeah, I cry when I'm sad, yeah.
So you cry a lot. You're just flowing.
Yeah, I'm a wreck.
Wow. You want a hug?
Yeah. I'm a mess.
I'm trying to make her cry. See if it's really true.
You're right. I'm just a
Now, Jess, there's a lot of rumors about you now that you're famous.
Oh, is there?
Oh, so many rumors.
Oh, like what?
Oh, my.
So there's a rumor that you applied for the X Factor when you were 15, and then you got through and you decided to drop out because you disagreed with the production staff.
Lie. I didn't do the whole thing. I didn't get through anything or anything like that.
Why did you decide that wasn't for you?
Just didn't think I wanted to do that.
Just a talent competition?
Yeah.
The
talent,
the competition of it all? You didn't want to...
No, do you know what it was? I think for me, it was like the X Factor is more about the TV than it is about me wanting to be an artist. And that was why I kind of chose that. It's perfect for some people and it's just not for others. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those things. And I just, you know, I'm a very controlling person. I know what I want and I like writing music and I like the idea of being an artist for creating something. So, yeah, and I just didn't feel like I'd get that from that.
Would you mind performing one right now for us?
Yeah, I'll sing them.
What would you like to sing?
I think we'll do Hold My Hand.
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay?
Yes.
Well, I've been trying to learn that
hit on that the guitar?
Note. No, hit the note.
Oh.
Ooh. I can't hit it.
I can't either.
I can't
hit it.
How do you do it? See, I
that was
can't.
It.
So I'll let you guys
that's
do it.
Close.
Yeah, well, they're here. They can right.
Throw on all black and hop in the back,
Tracy. Sit down and you can.
No, Jess, you guys got this.
Standing in a crowded room and I can't see your face. Put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay. In my mind, I'm running around a cold and empty space. Just put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay. Break my bones, but you won't see me fall. The rising tide will rise again. So darling, hold my hand. Soul is like a building pile when you're not next to me. Tell me that you got me and you're never gonna leave. Trying to find a moment where I can find release. Please tell me that you got me and you're never gonna more. Oh,
believe in this. So, darling, won't you hold my hand?
I don't know why I get emotional, but your voice is that level of good, Jess.
Jenna's tearing up.
Your voice is just like, it's so, no, but I like raspy voices. Your voice is just, she's just, oh. I'm
get ready for Jenna's album, I Cry When I Listen. It's coming out next fall.
Very soon.
I'm one of those, it's like,
Jenna's going through a lot.
I'm going through a lot
right now.
And she's ready for this.
She just needed an excuse.
I'm going through a heartbreak. No, your voice is just moving. It's just, you just have a great voice. I have a terrible voice. Like, I wish I had that outlet. I just listen to you and I'm like, oh, I love it. No, it's
your
great.
Your songwriting's great too. And I saw Eminem's your inspiration, one of your inspirations.
He's one of them, yeah. I used to listen to him loads. I was obsessed. I loved him and his music. And then I used to like, when I started writing, I used to listen to like rap just because I love the melodies.
Yeah.
I could never do it, but I like the melody.
Yeah, because Ed Sheeran told us the same thing. Like when he was writing music, he loved Eminem. That's one of his favorite artists. And
the way he is really unique, like kind of structures of the way he puts his songs together. Like,
do you come from a musical family? Are your parents into music?
They're not musically talented, but they love music.
And so, how'd you go about getting into the music industry since they weren't into it?
My mum worked in industry.
She did.
Yeah.
So you got in with her.
So she kind of wore me off it, really. She was like, listen.
She sees the ugly side of it.
Yeah. She knows it's not easy. Because the thing is if your child's putting all the eggs in one basket.
Right.
So I guess she just was looking out for me.
So what is your backup plan?
My backup plan?
Did you put all your eggs in? You didn't listen to mama?
I don't have a backup plan. Probably something to do with gym.
A gym?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, you're fine now. Like, you don't need it because you made it.
Music.
Seems
to be working out,
but you never know. You still need one.
Yeah,
I'm not very good at anything else. I'll think about it.
I find that hard to believe.
All right.
You would be like the only gym with like a Grammy right there.
Everyone come in and be like, "Well, who's that?" I'm like, "Oh, it was mine." Like, oh, you sing? I used to be.
I hired this real old lady to walk around. Just call it Grammy's Gym. It'd be kind of like a play on words.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, grandmama.
I'm into that.
Yeah. It's a thought. I mean, you don't have to do it, but it's just a thought.
Uh-huh. I'll take it away with
you. Now. Are you going to be doing some judging with X Factor this year? Is that correct?
Am I going to? No.
Like helping out?
Any correct information on your sheet?
I did that. I did
oh,
do
you
that.
Did that. It's already you already passed. Did that.
Oh, yeah, I did that. That's
you're not going to do it again?
Nope. Keep going with it.
I don't know, maybe. Yeah, like, if they asked me, I don't know why I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. It was funny, yes.
Back to your day when you dealt with the heartbreak and all that stuff. Does anybody from your past try to hit you up now after you blew up?
Yeah, it's actually quite weird. This guy that I went to school with, he wasn't even really a good mate. He's like chasing me and like all my mates at the moment. He's like, I need to interview Jess. I've just started working this thing. He's like, tell me about Jess. Jess, can I? And I'm like, mate. Like,
but
yeah,
he didn't
I did
pay
get
attention
weird
back
things.
In the day.
Yeah, he was never like a good mate. And now he's like wanting a favour. And, like, I don't mind, but it's like, if you work for a magazine or something like that, it doesn't really work like that.
Yeah. Right.
And then going to my best mate and being like, right, could you just tell me this one thing? Has Jess changed? Is Jess this? Is Jess that? And it's a bit like, wow. Chill out.
Oh.
Has Jess changed?
Yeah.
Yeah, he asked me to ask you that. No,
who are you really good buddies with in the scene over in London?
Like, musically, I'm like mates. Like, Sam Smith I talk to, Calvin Harris I talked to.
I think it's just weird because we all expect all of you in the industry to just all be
friends. Yeah, I know.
And really you just kind of run into each other at award shows and things.
I talk to these people and like they're the loveliest people. I talk to loads of people. But like I wouldn't say we talk regularly enough to be like, you're my mate and let's...
Yeah. Like you're not just texting
like Sam
emoji.
I'd go out for a drink with and, you know, hang out with and whatever.
Who would you like to go on tour with? Who would you be your dream combo?
Oh, right. These two like Beyonce.
Beyonce.
I'll tell you
who,
though. Beyonce or Frank Ocean would be a great one.
Oh, that's... I would never thought you'd
say
that.
There's a lot of people. Oh, my God. I love him. I'm just waiting for him to drop another album. Taking his time.
Well, you heard Beyonce might be dropping another baby.
Yeah.
That's the rumor. She's
dropping
pregnant.
Dropping another baby.
The rumor is she's pregnant. We're going to find out at the Super Bowl.
You've got the best accent.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Have you heard Southern accents before?
At the
before?
Super Bowl. Yeah. She might drop at the Super Bowl.
What's your favorite American accent? Is it the Southern?
I think so. I like them all, actually.
You like them all? You like to serve everyone?
I'm
like,
best
cool.
I'm best at doing Californian, I think.
Okay, well, really? Let's hear your California accent.
No.
No. I gave you my British accent. It's only fair that you give me the California.
I don't know what to say, but yeah. Yeah, they're really slow.
I need to work on
lazy.
That.
Let's go catch. Let's go catch some waves.
No,
get fish tacos.
She's like, never
fish
mind.
Tacos, bro.
Bro.
Because when Americans go to England, like we're the sexy accent, right?
Nah,
I don't know.
No, no. I'm gonna take that as a no. I it was,
you
can't
just say as a whole.
Yeah,
depends on the person.
They think you sound dumb, Tracy.
Like here, like a dude that's like a 3 from England could become a 10 because of the accent. Well, like seriously,
how would you rank our interview?
Like, well, considering I got up at 7 and I didn't have much sleep, I'm feeling great, so I'm rating it pretty high.
Okay. Well, let's get you to get some sleep.
Yeah,
make sure you pick up.
I didn't mean it like that.
No, honey, it's fine.
Oh my god, I'm just saying.
The fact that you came in this early yes. and you sing that powerful.
This is wonderful.
This is wonderful for
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
Pick up. I cry when I laugh, please, because she actually does.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jess Glynn.
Jess Glynn. Hey.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jess Glynn. She was great. We have other performances from Jess Glynn at KidNation.com.
She's awesome.
If you want to catch those, go check them out. They're up.
Heck yeah.
Jenna, this one's from Carly. Don't worry, Jenna. I just burst into tears when she started singing, too. I don't know why.
Gorgeous voice.
The car next to me is staring.
She's really effortless when she sings, yeah. and that voice is so powerful. I just love it.
I cry when people are great at what they do.
Yeah.
It's like the other night when I finally got to go back and watch Grease Live. At the end of it, I was sobbing. I was so proud for them.
Right, yeah.
And I do that when I hear good singers, where I go to a Broadway play or something. Yeah. I just start crying because I'm just so...
They're so good.
It's so good.
So we have a little more for you at KidNation.com, a little extra tidbit. And this weekend... Ooh... You know what's happening on Sunday.
Of course, a big game.
The big game.
Coldplay and Beyonce in concert.
Yeah, the big game. We're calling it the big game because we want you to pull out your cell phones, whatever you got, Kid Nation, and call us up right now so you can win some money with some fun bets. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Fun bet.
You could win $100 if you bet correctly with us.
Okay.
While watching the big game.
Got it.
We have some fun facts about the big game.
All right. More facts? Didn't Justin give us enough?
These just came in because
more ticket fun prices. Facts.
This is the most expensive big game in U.S. history. One ticket is selling for an average cost of $4,900.
Wow.
For one ticket. The old record was the Mayweather-Pacquiao boxing match back in May. Tickets for that one were $4,600.
Golly.
And that's even a good seat, yeah.
Yeah, that's nosebleed.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Almost $5,000 just to go to the big game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta go out to the big game.
And they're saying Facebook did a study, and they say that Carolina Panthers fans have 20% more friends than Denver Broncos fans.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to help them on Sunday.
What are the actual odds of the game?
Carolina fans average about 500 friends and Broncos fans 400, under 400. What's that, Jenna?
I think it's 5, isn't it?
The actual odds of the game itself.
I think Carolina is favored.
By 5, I think.
But that changes.
It does change.
So that's the betting 5 to win a dollar?
I'm not good with betting.
Okay. Yet we want to take your money right now.
I could answer that, but I would be answering probably wrong or taking a really good guess.
Okay, I was just curious. I'm not really a bettor. Sports,
right?
You know,
I'm really not.
Because especially in this situation, I think Carolina's going to win, but I'm kind of indifferent. I always just like a good game.
Yeah. And we're going to give you the prop bets, not the actual who's winning. The fun stuff, like is Peyton Manning going to cry during the Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. That's an easy one.
Sure,
big game.
Yeah, you say yes or no. If you say yes and then Peyton cries during the Super Bowl or right after the Super Bowl, you win $100. If you say no and he does cry, you don't win anything.
Okay.
So there you go. That's how we're going to do it. Let's take our first bet with Desiree Darden. How you doing, Desiree?
Hello. Good. How are you?
Good.
The betting lines are open. I'm going to give you a prop bet, and all you got to do is just tell me yes or no. Or okay. Who you think it's going to be if it's one of the two teams, okay?
And then we're going to take her information.
Uh-huh. And if she wins, give her $100.
Okay. And if you win, you win $100, okay?
Yay.
It's that simple.
Good.
We decided to make it simple.
You don't have to put any money up or anything.
No, it's right. Our money.
Cool.
Okay, Desiree, your bet is Which team will call the first timeout during the game?
Wow.
The Carolina Panthers or the Denver Broncos?
You got a 50-50 shot.
It's a 50-50. Broncos.
You're saying Broncos. The Denver Broncos.
That's good.
Yeah. All right.
I like that.
Why not?
Peyton's going to be up there going, Omaha, timeout, and you get $100, hopefully.
Okay.
Okay. Sweet. Desiree says the Denver Broncos call the timeout first.
Got it. We're recording that in the back in the research department.
All right. Hopefully you win. Good luck,
get
Desiree.
Your info.
You're locked in. Let's take our second bet. Let's go with Katie Garris. Hey, Katie.
Hey.
We're going to place a bet here for you.
All right.
You just have to answer yes or no to this question, and you can win $100. All right. Will there be a two-point conversion attempted during the during the big game?
Attempt.
Attempted right. two-point conversion.
No.
You do not think that anybody will attempt a two-point conversion?
Okay.
Throughout the entire game, right?
So. Yep.
Throughout the entire game.
Mm. Right.
We got you.
All right. We got you locked in. She
I
says
I don't see a lot
no.
of those, do I?
Well, you don't see a lot.
I watch
but
a lot of football.
If somebody's behind. You know, you never know.
The coaches have this this graph or this chart, and it tells them, based on the points and the time during the game, if they will go for two or not.
Yeah.
I feel like I do see it once a game.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay, we'll see.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like you do see it maybe once. We got Katie and we got Desiree. Let's go to Amelia. Amelia!
Amelia!
Hello.
Hello, hi. Amelia.
How are you?
You ready to win some money with the big game?
Hopefully.
Okay, here is your bet from Jenna.
Okay, how long will it take Lady Gaga to sing the national anthem? This is the prop bet every year, and it's right now, it's you get to choose, all right? Will it take over 2 minutes and 20 seconds? Or will she sing it in under 2 minutes and 20 seconds?
I'm going to go with over.
You're going with over. You're
she's taking the over.
Okay, you think Gaga's going to stretch out the anthem. All right.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, I think so, too. Lady Gaga likes to show it off.
She got excited. I think so, too.
I agree with you.
I think
on
so,
that
too.
One. I agree with you on that one. Let's go with, let's take our fourth bet, right? Is this our fourth?
Mm-hmm.
If I could hit the button. There we go. Ebby Matthews, welcome to the betting line.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. Are you a big football fan?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, good. You don't need to
be
for these bets.
She's voting for the Panthers.
You don't vote.
I am.
I can tell by your accent.
You don't vote for anybody.
There's no voting. You cheer for them. Kelly, would you like to give her a prop bet?
Okay. So will either Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, or Bernie Sanders be mentioned during the broadcast?
Oh, good bet.
Donald Trump.
No. Yes or no?
Yes or no.
Do you think any of them will be?
Yes.
At some point? I think that's a safe bet. How can you not mention it?
Especially if one of them shows up to the game, right? One of them is bound to show up, and they'll show them on camera.
Well, they got the New Hampshire stuff going on.
Yeah, that's
know.
True. That's true. Okay. So you say yes.
Good luck, and go Panthers.
We got you locked in. All right, Abby, good luck. And we have one more bet.
She
got
had it. Me at hay.
Got it.
Abby, Katie, and Angie. Let's go to Angie. Hi, Angie.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great. We're ready to take your bet here that we're going to give you.
I think this one's awesome. I think this one's going to be kind of easy for you.
Okay.
This is probably the easiest one to win money on, Angie.
Okay.
Here we go, Angie. Will Left Shark make an appearance on stage during the Super Bowl halftime show?
Left Shark. Let me ask my kids. Do y'all think Left Shark will make an appearance on this Super Bowl? Why not? Bring back Left Shark.
Oh, are you really sure? Because this is going to cost you $100.
No, I think he's retired. Let me change that. I'm going to go against my kids.
Okay. I mean, now watch the shark pop up and I'm going to feel bad.
Yeah.
But I really doubt it.
I love talking to y'all.
You're sweet. I guess you're voting for the Panthers, too.
You don't
my
vote.
My son is decked out in his Superman today. All Cam
Newton.
That's right.
Wow.
How's your son feel about the Cam Newton zebra pants that everybody's talking about?
They were a zebra. They were Versace.
He would probably wear them around the house. I don't know if he'd go outside, but he would probably definitely rock them at the house.
Okay.
Those pants are...
Al, that is so, those are so you.
Yeah. Girl,
they are.
Please.
You no. used to wear... pants like that.
They
come
are.
On.
If you haven't seen these pants, you got to go check them out. They're weird.
Just Google Cam Newton pants.
And the shoes, too. Abby, we got you locked in. Good luck. You said no Left Shark at the big game.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
Speaking of the Cam Newton zebra pants, Jimmy Fallon joked about it. And here's what he had to say.
Actually, did you see this? The Panthers quarterback Cam Newton was spotted. He was spotted wearing $800 Versace zebra pants at the airport. Yeah. Which means somewhere, Nicki Minaj is opening her bag to find a Carolina Panthers uniform going, what the? That airport is the worst!
Those are some ugly. And I like Cam Newton style.
And I like Versace.
Yeah. We like, but man, those pants.
Yeah.
They are. Nikki's worn that pattern.
Yeah, like you need a good friend to tell you no for that one. Oh. Valentine's Day, guys, is around the corner.
I know.
And I know shopping for the gift is probably the hardest thing to do. That's why we have your back with Craigslist Valentine.
Oh, wow.
That was so lucky, you guys. I didn't practice.
Oh, Mike. Those two words.
We'll get you the hottest gifts from Craigslist so that you could gift the best for your sweetheart.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, straight from Craigslist.
Nothing says love like something used and free.
You're damn right, Jenna. You're damn right. All right, we'll get to Craigslist Valentine's next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I don't know when it comes in. We didn't practice during the break.
We did not practice
and
once.
And I ate almonds.
Once.
That was a bad move on my part.
Oh, yeah. Jenna's got
Where's the
ooh.
Words?
We scoured.
There are no words. You make it up. You make up one line.
Craigslist Valentine.
Whether you're main.
What?
Oh,
or your side piece.
Nice.
Kelly?
That's not how it goes.
Just go with it.
Ooh, it's a Craigslist Valentine.
I'll just rhyme something with side piece?
Yes.
You did.
Bit kill. Let's just stick with the ooze.
Yeah. Craigslist Valentine.
All right.
Great try.
It's on my mind.
Yeah, good try. He started it. Doesn't have to rhyme anything.
All right.
It's a Craigslist Valentine. So we went on Craigslist and we found you the greatest gifts to give your sweetheart.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Here we go.
Like this one right here.
Go ahead.
Hey, don't sit at home alone on Valentine's weekend. I need somebody to thumb wrestle with. I love the sport, and I'm very passionate about it.
Can we turn down Willie, please?
I have different stage names for my left thumb, but the most famous that you may have heard of is El Chupa Thumbra. He has a little mustache, and I paint a red little green leotard on him for events. I'm mostly looking for left-handed partners to compete against and cheer on, but anyone with a caring and supportive demeanor and the grip of a teenage offshore drill hand is welcome. I also enjoy crocheting, shadow puppeteering, and speed snapping, you know. To keep my fingers loose.
Wow. Strong hands.
Yeah, I know.
Here we go.
It's a Craigslist Valentine.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Yo. I've got two hookah pipes here. The one I'm selling for $25 or best offer is the red one. It seems fine. You can smoke stuff out of it.
Okay.
It comes with three different types of sheesh, four bags of coals, and coal tongs. The other one is significantly nicer and is being sold for $50 or best offer. It comes with a padded carrying case, two hoses, a cleaning brush, and coal tongs. Let me know, do you hookah?
You need coal? Do you need coal tongs?
Yeah, coals.
You don't want to burn your fingers.
C-O-A-L?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Big guy.
All right, here we go. Beautiful solid wood casket. Insert on bottom removed. Was used for display. Relatively clean, some scratches, a little bit of an odor. Currently used for storage. I can deliver. $275 or best offer. Bonus! I have cardboard tubes from paper towels that I have saved. Also cardboard egg cartons. Free.
Oh, you
man.
You
can use those.
Mm-hmm.
Art projects.
It's a Craigslist Valentine.
Is it my
harmony.
Turn?
Good go harmony, Jenna. That's
thank
on point.
You, thank you.
So not everybody celebrates Valentine's Day.
Oh, they should, though.
Sometimes it's especially hard if you recently went through a heartbreak, and this might be able to help you get through it.
Okay.
It's a Craigslist Valentine.
Artwork titled Shattered Dreams. I'm selling my large, signed, one-of-a-kind art piece titled Shattered Dreams. The intent of the piece is to represent and ease the pain that so many of us have experienced when confronted with a breakup. The colors are forest green and red.
Oh, wow.
Perfect in any home,
yeah.
I think.
Christmas?
The purpose of the piece is me writing a love letter to all of you that have suffered. It weighs approximately 150 pounds.
Whoa.
The size is approximately 56 inches tall
Whoa.
By 17 inches deep. And 48 inches wide.
It's a huge heartbreak.
That's
Oh, whoa.
I have reduced the price from $700 to
$125. Oh, man, reduced
because
price.
I am moving.
Oh, no.
That's a deal
and I will
on dish.
Be reducing the price of all my artwork as well as selling many other items.
Oh, that is human-sized heartbreak. It's 150 pounds.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's a Craigslist Valentine. All right. That's pretty good one right here. Here's the perfect gift for your lover.
Your lover.
Free life-sized Stonehenge.
Life-size?
Why are you even questioning if this is possible to have? Come on and get it before Friday. It's free, and it's life-sized.
Free. They just want to get rid of that ugly thing.
Because nothing says love like Stonehenge.
What, so it's literally just set up?
What is that way?
Is it set up?
Set up in somebody's backyard.
Yeah. Why travel when you can...
Wife that's ready to get rid of that stupid thing.
Right. All right. It's a Craigslist Valentine.
JC, just go.
What? I'm sorry, guys. I'm too emotional right now.
Come on.
Fine.
Oh, hold on. Hit it right, guys. Hit it right.
Ooh, it's a Craigslist Valentine.
Okay, go ahead, Jim. Okay,
fine, you sassy redhead over there, Kelly Raspberry. I have a redheaded Darth Vader.
There is such a thing? I didn't know there was such a thing.
Well, it says, I don't know all the dating online lingo. It says M for W, so man for woman. So this is a dating application, I think. Looking for the beautiful redhead that was with a girl dressed with Yoda ears and another dressed like Princess Leia. The redhead was Darth Vader and was at the 7:05 showing of Star Wars on December 17th at Razorback Theater. This redhead might be one of the most beautiful women I've ever laid eyes on and obviously has a sense of humor and an awesome personality if she can have fun at the movies. Email me.
Email me, bro.
Oh, I hope they find each other.
I know. Missed connections.
So that's rare that someone chooses the redhead, you know?
Yeah.
It's always the blonde or the brunette.
The redhead? They're getting hot. They're getting hot love lately.
They are getting They're
getting
hot.
Next is
Valentine. Yeah. Okay.
Something to look forward to?
Yeah,
a little about me. I have an urban farm.
Aww,
I urban. Was so excited what? To fill my chicken coop up with egg-laying hens. Problem is, 4 out of 6 of my would-be spring-laying hens turned out to be roosters. I run an Airbnb bed and breakfast, and as much as I love these cute little crowing contests, they simply have to go before someone complains or they start killing each other. I found a farm in Idaho that will take them as wild birds in the springtime, but they need to go now. Perhaps we have some folks that want their fertilized eggs. I would love to find each of them a good home. People love these little roosters. Please take one. Now. I was going to do that live.
Oh, you are?
Oh, my God.
Please do. That's a Valentine's Day gift right there.
Kelly, 4 baby roosters for Valentine's Day.
What? You want me to keep going with this?
Oh, you're done?
No.
There's nobody listening now anyway, so we can just...
I stopped listening halfway through Al's, I'll be honest.
A text just in, JC, please keep singing Craigslist Valentine. Maybe Kelly will get aggravated.
Oh, sure, of course. It's a Craigslist Valentine.
Kelly's
we'll have more next week.
Mad.
So I'm
breathy.
Not mad.
We'll
I'm not mad
week.
At all.
In fact, Christmas Valentine's every day next week.
No way.
I think we need to rethink the whole theme song.
Yeah.
And the waiting for...
Well, what song do you want, Raspberry?
The regular one.
It's beginning lucky Craigslist Valentine's Day.
Okay, maybe next week.
Yeah. All right.
There we go. Here we go. Come on.
Just first.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Valentine's Day.
Not feeling it. You should cut off the day.
Not feeling
it. Yeah, cut off the day.
Yeah.
No, I like Valentine's Day.
No, Valentine's.
See?
Sorry.
See, we can't even agree on that.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Guys, I'm sad to announce that we missed a face-to-face encounter with Gray Drakes from RottenTomatoes.com by mere hours.
What happened?
I was on MissConnections.com all night trying to see where Gray Drake was.
What happened?
It was the saddest day of my life, Gray Drake.
What's good, Gray?
What's good, Gray Drake?
Oh, the only thing that's good is my voice now, finally. Yay!
Oh.
Yay!
Okay.
Because I had lost it, and I had been sick, and it turned out that we missed seeing each other face to face because somebody overslept because she's been ill.
Interesting.
Aww. Wasn't me.
I know. We're glad you're better, though, Gray.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, man. It's good to hear your voice. It's nice to be able to talk about crappy movies with you guys.
Oh, well, that's not good.
A little foreshadowing there to your reviews today, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Who's in the mood for Valentine's Day? You guys excited?
Me.
Are you in
love? I love love.
Me too.
Wow, all this positivity. Well, I'm just going to crush it.
Okay, good. Thanks, Greg.
The Choice is in theaters. And this is the latest Nicholas Sparks adaptation, like the dude that did The Notebook, right?
Yeah, that's that Australian chick and that tall white dude.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Right, exactly. And that's about all anybody knows about them. Actually, Al, you're officially the world's expert.
He only knows that because we had him in studio
yes,
the other
exactly.
day.
Exactly. And yeah. they were very lovely people.
Lovely people.
Great, Jenna here. I know. I went and saw the screening. I just don't know how you managed to be kind when you interview the celebrities because they were great. You know, they were great, you know, great actors, whatever. But, you know, the movie's just,
Sure. Well, you know what? I'm thankful that I come from a filmmaking background and I'm very aware of how difficult it is to get a movie on that big screen. And so I always approach movies with the perspective that there's always something positive that I could focus on, even if I don't like a movie.
Right. Okay, well, perfect. Give us the positive out of this one.
Of The Choice.
Out of The Choice.
Yeah.
Well, the positive is that if you get dragged to this movie by your significant other, you're definitely going to get some at the end.
Okay.
Okay.
That's positive.
You know what? These Nicholas Sparks adaptations, they keep getting worse and worse, I'm sorry to say. Because they're all the same thing. There's very few surprises. They're very formulaic. But The Choice is, you know, it's like the character. You don't even have to know what this, you don't have to see the trailer to know what it's about. They have these characters, a nice looking couple of kids. They have a choice. Are they going to do it now? Or are they going to wait 20 minutes?
Yeah,
right?
Riveting.
And that's all the Nicholas Sparks movies are. It's just like, you know, they're like wistful glances. They get together, they're going to break up, and then they're going to get back together again. And then at some point, the cops are going to be called for some reason. So, whatever. Go to see this movie if you're in love with love. Like Jenna, that was you that said you're in love with love, right?
No, that's Kelly. Jenna's very bitter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, I was surprised that you would say that. So, Kelly, I get it. You're in love with love. And with The Choice, basically, all you have to do is choose whether or not you're going to buy a ticket so you can see the exact same thing you've seen a million times before.
Okay, oh, great.
Boy. All right.
All right, so far we're off to a shaky start.
Yeah. I think I might choose to see something else if you come up with something better.
Good choice.
Yeah, what else is out there, Gray?
Well, there's also an adaptation of a Jane Austen classic. Remember that book, Pride and Prejudice?
You okay, please tell me this movie is great because I have been looking forward to this ever since I saw the trailer before Christmas.
Are you serious? This looks so bad.
Pride and Prejudice and zombies, right?
Exactly.
I am so excited about this movie.
It's that Jane Austen novel, so it's a lot of ladies and lace-up boots and corsets and zombies.
Come on, it's great, right?
And it's fun. It's a fun movie.
Yay.
And I think, do you like Jane Austen books?
I need to read them, but I like the idea of them.
Along the way, you've probably seen like movies or TV shows or whatever that are based on them.
Yes.
Because we all have, because they, you know, they're very popular. And so this movie's made for you because it's not too scary and too gory.
So it's fun. It's a fun movie to watch then.
And campy. It's not meant to be serious.
Yeah.
But like, Jenno, you and I like movies that are a little bit more disturbing and hardcore horror, right?
Yeah, I want it like so real I feel like I'm going to die.
Wow.
Hey, speaking of Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah.
But this movie wouldn't be for you because it's not like scary enough to really satisfy horror movie fans. However, you know, Jane Austen people, they're really going to dig it. So it's a mixed bag. And, you know, ultimately what the critics are saying is that zombies are always in search of brains, but they're not going to find them in this movie.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
All right.
Yeah, so 40% rotten on the tomato meter.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And last but not least, we have a George Clooney movie, I believe.
Right, exactly. So we saved the sexy for last.
All right.
He plays a stupid movie star who is kidnapped right off the movie set in old school Hollywood. This is like, you know, 40s Hollywood.
Yeah. When it was easy to kidnap people.
Exactly. Yeah. When it was still cute.
Yeah.
So Josh Brolin is like the stupid movie executive who has to keep all of the stars happy. So Scarlett Johansson plays a really mean Esther Williams type of lady, and Jonah Hill is a notary public, and there's a kid named Alden Ehrenreich who was in a movie called Beautiful Creatures.
Yeah.
He plays a Western movie star that gets thrown into the middle of a British drama. And yeah, things don't go great.
Right.
So the Coen brothers are responsible for comedies like The Big Lebowski. And even though this one has a lot of laughs, it doesn't really gel into like a coherent thing that'll end up as being as legendary as The Big Lebowski.
Gray, one of my close friends who went to the screening the other night told me that it was literally, he thinks, the worst movie he's ever seen.
Oh, man.
Which I thought was pretty severe because I love the Coen brothers and some of it's great. But yeah, he said he was like, I hated it.
Aww.
Yeah, you know, my man wasn't crazy about it either. And I think that if you know a lot about old Hollywood, I think you'll like it. But I don't really know who else this movie is for, because the ideas don't really make that much sense. And the one selling point of the film. Okay, guys, brace yourselves. Just slow down for a second.
All ready?
Channing Tatum tap dancing in a sailor suit.
He learned a tap dance for
this
movie?
Well, he's a dancer. Yeah, he was a dancer.
He was like an erotic dancer.
Yeah, that's the highlight of the movie.
It's definitely the highlight. So if that buys your ticket, just know that that segment probably only lasts about like 10 minutes.
Yeah, everyone said the cameos. The cameos with the celebs are super short.
Mm. Yeah, the cameos are super short. They're zany. It's wacky. I laughed a lot, but at the end I didn't feel satisfied. So it's not one of the best Coen Brothers movies. But
Tonight with Al.
Yeah, that's pretty much any night with me. Laugh, a lot of laughter, and you don't feel satisfied.
That's not where I read on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, hey now.
Hey. So this one's a mixed bag. And to be honest, I'm surprised it's doing so well with the critics. I'm not sure if it's just because critics love the Coen Brothers or if they know a lot about old Hollywood, but it's 80% fresh.
Wow.
Whoa. That must be the George Clooney effect.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they're just smarter than we are.
I guess.
They get it and we don't.
Well, this is one of those weird instances, but I'll tell you, I'm not entirely positive I can recommend anything more than you guys all enjoying watching the Denver Broncos pummel the Panthers this weekend.
No!
Wow. Whoa!
Oh, I've got Gray Drake's a Broncos fan.
No!
Boo.
We're going for the Panthers.
No, you're wrong. You're talking to a Colorado person. And I feel sorry for you. And listen, do you know where I just got back from?
Where?
I just got back from the zoo where I found a panther just so I could punch it in the face.
Wow.
There's Greg Drake, RottenTomatoes.com, and also a big Denver Broncos
apparently
fan.
Apparently, who knew?
Yeah,
hold on. Hey, you guys, I see somebody wearing teal. I got to go. I got to beat down.
We'll talk to you next week, Greg Drake.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.